I've seen the things that you're into, and I must ask, do you even know what you want anymore? Have all the options completely broken your senses and left you chasing extremes? Are you past the point where even the extremes don't turn you on anymore? I know it's difficult to confront, but don't you want to know the answer? Understand, and understand it well. I will not be making gagging noises. I will not call you daddy. I will not beg, whimper, or plead. I will not debase myself for you. I will not pretend I'm rubbing baked goods on my feet, or that I'm even remotely turned on by that. And I will not pretend I'm blowing you, licking your pussy, or that I'm fucking myself with a watermelon-sized dildo attached to a power tool. No. You need to reset your expectations. You need to come back down to earth and get in touch with the basics again. You need an intervention. Does that scare you a little? It should. Can you even get aroused just by the sound of someone's voice anymore? Can you picture any single person in your mind and get turned on? Or do you need to hear a woman screaming like she's being consumed by a wild animal to even get just a slight tingle in your crotch now? It's okay. I'm here now. And I don't care what you are, or who you are, or what you're into before. I don't even care that you're a man or a woman. It's just me and you right now. Can you imagine that? Close your eyes and try to imagine me. What do you see? I'm not even close to you yet. I'm across the room. Can you see my shape in the shadows? I can be a lot of things. I can be tall, short, slender, or curvy. Picture me. Picture me how you want me. Take a breath with me as you start to form in your mind's eye. I take a step closer now and a little more into the light. Is that better? No. I want you to start picturing my face. Am I a brunette? A blonde? Is my hair curly, straight, up, or down? Am I hiding behind it, or can you see my eyes clearly? There you are. Do you finally see my eyes now? No, my gaze is not up to your imagination. It pierces deep into your soul. You wonder, is my look curiosity, desire, lust? But you know this for certain. My look is pure determination. My eyes say to you, what I want, I get. And you feel it inside you. In this moment, I want you. I take another step towards you. You see my face clearly now. Do you have me in your mind's eye yet? An eyebrow raised, my focus on you, my lips slightly parted. What color are they? Natural? Deep red? A slight sheen or a deep gloss? You want these lips on your body, but you're going to have to make do with just the imagination of them for now. And I want you to have exactly what you want, so Take your time and picture my full face right now. One more step closer. So now, I want you to start to picture what I'm wearing, and we can have a little fun with this. It can be almost anything, but understand, I'm covered. I can be covered a little more or a little less, but no, my breast will not be bare, and you will not be seeing my pussy today. So, what do you see? Am I in tight jeans or a skirt? A t-shirt and a leather jacket? Or a clingy blouse with a little cleavage? Is my sweater without a bra? And you're imagining are my shoulders bare? Look at me. Form me. See me from head to toe. Okay, I like that. Now, as I'm making my way over to you, can you picture my shoes? Are they tall or not? Maybe boots? How far up my legs do they go? No matter what they are, my stride is confident, purposeful, and elegant. Imagine the sounds of my shoes on the floor as I walk step by step to you. So, do you see me clearly now? Am I everything you want? Good. I want to be everything you want. So, let's address the elephant in the room, shall we? Are you, or are you not, aroused right now? I'm standing right in front of you, close enough to touch. So, if I were to look down right now, would I notice your arousal? If you're a man, maybe your pants are just a little too tight and revealing everything. If you're a woman, maybe I see a slight flush to your features, a pop of a nipple. You're crossing your legs just a little too tightly. You know, I can see if you turned on or not, right? You're not keeping any secrets from me. No. I know you're not touching yourself right now. Are you touching yourself right now? See, that just wouldn't be respectful, and we've done all this work to get us both here to this point, standing inches apart, and this is how you greet me? No. Well, maybe you can touch me a little. There you are. Now you're definitely not keeping any secrets from me. Now, imagine my face as I'm watching you. What is my reaction? Am I turned on too? Am I waiting? as you're wanting me? Are you touching your body like you touch mine? Softly. Firmly. How would you touch me? It's getting pretty hot in here. I bet you could explode at any second, couldn't you?
Stop. Stop touching yourself. Remember what I said. This is an intervention. And I'm here to get you back in touch with the thrill of your imagination, the shapes and sounds of dreams, the desire of the chase. I want you to lust for all things unsaid, the shared looks across the room, the uncertainty of not knowing if you get to touch me or not. Now, you have a choice. You can stop here and we can take this journey together, or you can give in, rub out another pointless, small orgasm, and still feel that void of real satisfaction. But if you make the choice to move forward with me and wait until my next audio, I can promise that you will not be disappointed. And you wouldn't want to disappoint me, would you?